This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. He knows when you've been naughty. He knows when you've been nice. Oh, no, that's another guy.
Well, I don't want to be, and I don't want to see Mary cry anymore. Oh, devil woman. Devil woman, love me.
Now, I can use this song for Marty Robbins for any number of purposes. This is the Good Day program, as you heard. My announcer, I say Jay Kirshner, is here. Jennifer Horn is also gracing us with her presence, as she does several times during the week, and we're all grateful for that because she puts a perspective on certain things that are going on, and the perspective is shared by a lot of people. So there's rounds of applause. I sound like I'm in an echo chamber here, don't I?
Broadcasting from a sardine can.
Yes, right, exactly. Anyway. The reason that we could say that Jennifer was a devil woman or Jay was a devil woman, but no, that's not where I'm going with this. I'm going to talk with you right now and aim your sights, actually, at the Devil Comet. There is a comet now. The chances of your seeing it depends on where you are in the country. There are so many of these things that you can see these days in the evening sky I think it's fascinating to call attention because, yeah, it's Earth Day and we're focused on the Earth, and I think we don't have the proper focus. Yeah, we need to get rid of plastic and all that other stuff, but we need to understand how the Earth works. So I've been throwing in tidbits here and there during the course of the program today, and I do often because I send people to the NASA website to look at some of the realities. This is real reality, what the Earth is really all about and how it fits into our solar system and how it fits into the galaxy and how we fit into the universe. It's just, I find it fascinating more and more every day. So, at any rate, the comet 12P Pons-Brooks, also referred to as the Devil Comet, is available for you to look at in the sky. It has sort of an asymmetrical appearance, like two horns. That's why they call it the Devil Comet, because it looks like a being with two horns on it. It travels at the moment at about 400,000 miles an hour, and it is going to be at its brightest in the next 24 hours. So you should be able to see it if the sky is dark and you're in the northern part of the country. Actually, it goes from the southwest part of the country just after sunset and goes up across. It almost looks like the same track as the eclipse. Was that last week? Week before? I forgot. No,
I know. It all blends together.
Yeah, it does. It always just kind of blurs in together. So anyway, just so you can be fascinated by it, you look at it, and it looks, I'm looking at a picture now on the website. It looks like the horns of a devil, and that's why they call it the Devil Comet. But it's racing toward the sun. So this will be the last time you ever see it because it's going to get burned up by the sun at some point. When it's traveling that fast, how long will it take it to get to 93? Somebody want to do the math here? 93 million miles to the sun, and it's going at 400,000 miles an hour. So it's going to be a while before it gets. And it'll never make it to the sun anyway. It'll get burned up a lot quicker. But I think these things are worthy of note. And so if you don't agree with me, it's time for us to move on to something else, right? And here's this something else that I think I oftentimes put things into what I think is the perspective of import. So this, for me, is something that is extraordinarily important. There's a warning today from our friend Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who runs the Scamicide.com website. You know, you may remember, ladies, that we've talked about the dark web here and there. I have little understanding of how it works, so I don't talk about it. I don't want to sound like I'm foolish. But Steve says that if you're not sensitive to where information is going that pertains to you, it'll end up on the dark web. So let me just give you the numbers here, your date of birth, your Social Security number, all of that stuff that is being stolen by people when you do business unsuspectingly, and that stuff is being sold to companies on the dark web. And so what is, you know, I suppose the best case scenario is that some of the companies that are looking to target you with advertising do so. The worst case scenario is that scammers, the people that Steve deals with on Scammerside.com, identity thieves, are going to take your data. They will they get it, they scrub the web, and then they take it and they sell it, and they get like amazing amounts of money. And I don't know about you, but when I'm approached to buy something or sell something that's unsolicited, I automatically hit what do you call it when you dump something? Delete. I automatically hit delete. Do you do that? If you're not doing it, you need to do it. Because if you open it up just to show you're curious, they're going to grab you. And that's the thing. The insidious part of this is, and I guess maybe this just has to, we deal with how dangerous life is today.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, there's nothing.
It's not even, I mean, I know the dark web sounds really scary, so people go, oh, the dark web.
Yeah.
But you can find your stolen information all over the place. I mean, people are constantly looking to get you, whether it's in your sending you a link in an email that people pick, and then they have, you know, opportunity to get onto your computer and see things in your phone. Or, you know, I mean, do you think you have your privacy? Google your name. You'll be surprised how quickly you'll be able to find your address and all kinds of personal information
yeah.
about yourself. It's just there.
Right.
Well, there's some like commonsensical things to do too, where if you don't know the link, don't click on the link. And if
right.
it's you're opening an email from your device, then just don't click on anything. Wait till you get to your computer, because if you hover your mouse over the link, the actual address where that link is going to go will pop up, and you can see if it's legitimate or not. There are so many different websites where if you are questioning if an email address is legitimate, you can type it in, and it will tell you if it's a scam or if it is from an actual business or anything like that. But also, something that I don't think enough people practice is have a dummy email account where you have your email account for maybe your personal use, your business use, any of that stuff. But then if you do online shopping or if you do any of that stuff online, have a separate email that is only for that, because you are getting tagged with those things, and you will have a lot of spammy kind of stuff, and some of that spam can be hackers.
Yep. All right. Good advice. Let me go back to the sky for a moment, and Earth Day, and the things that are of interest to me that I pass along to you, because you're not going to see much coverage on this. I'm sort of still on the NASA website. There's a full moon tomorrow. And it's called the pink moon because it occurs at the time of year when there's a wildflower with pink petals that begins to bloom, and it's in the sky. It colors the sky depending on where it's blooming, if you can imagine that. So there's that. Mercury is out of retrograde. Hello, keep your fingers crossed that nothing else. This has been the worst month in almost any or all of my broadcasting years. This last a couple of weeks has been awful. And one of the things that we think about, and I was with my friend Maria Trilogy, the astrologer, yesterday, and she was saying this has been one of the worst Mercury retrogrades that she can remember. Interesting, because if you compare it to what happened in after Christmas, at the beginning of January, it was a pretty soft Mercury. But because this one was in Aries, which is a fire sign, it has created havoc in all kinds of areas. So I say that to you lovingly. Just keep your fingers crossed that nothing else will happen to any of us, because it usually affects transportation. Coming out here on Friday from Boston, my plane was delayed by 4 hours. So I didn't get here to California until like 3 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. And normally I would have gotten in about 10 o'clock. It just is that these kinds of things happen, and there seems to be no good explanation for them. It's just one of those things. Well, I'm not sure it is just one of those things, but it is something that we all have to deal with. Anyway, there are a lot of meteor showers that are going to take place in the next month. The Lyrid meteor shower runs through the 29th, so you can see that. Because it is Earth Day and Earth Week, looking up in the sky and seeing 15 or 20 of these shooting stars at night, kind of cool. and other things that maybe you don't know. When you look up there, what are you seeing? Where are those stars that you see in the sky every night? And in terms of where they are, we think, well, they are. They're, you know, like forever away. But they, and the light travels at 180,000 miles a second. But it's, no, I'm sorry, it's 180,000 feet per second. But when you think about how long it takes that light to get to us from those stars have long gone. They're not there anymore. But it looks like they're there. Because we think, we look up at the sky, yeah, look at that beautiful star. It's not there. And how do we even wrap ourselves around that? All right, anyway, enough philosophy. Now let's talk about the Biden administration finalizing the minimum staffing rule at nursing homes. What do we know about this? I know Kamala Harris was yakking about it over the weekend. Jen, this is a mandate that requires all nursing homes that get Medicaid and Medicare to provide at least 3.5 hours of nursing care per resident per day. So what's been the circumstance? You're in a nursing home.
I know.
Home,
what, that makes you wonder, what, right?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
And, you know, I there's something about the limitations. I mean, I want nursing homes. My grandmother had to go into a nursing facility after she had a stroke, two strokes. Mm-hmm. And I would hope that they would give her that attention. But there are some patients who need more than 3 hours, I would think, and there are probably some patients who need less. And so to have a mandate in there, it just seems weird. You would just want a place that's doing the right thing by your loved one. But I guess that's too much to expect these days. Who knows?
Yep. All right. Well, there's the and also, as long as I have you here for a couple of more minutes, the Kennedy family and others are now trying to get RFK to drop out because they figure if he stays in, Biden will definitely lose. Hello, duh, you're just figuring that out now?
But isn't that so sad that it's so only two party that if one of those two parties gets divided, then it's automatic, like, well, you're wasting your vote, you're messing up the election, blah blah blah.
You know, when I see stuff like that, it makes me more determined to vote for Kennedy because I want to basically screw over.
Say, come on.
Yeah, exactly. All right, 18 after the hour, this is the Good Day program.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Honey, can you swing by the post office and grab some stamps?
Done.
And drop off these packages?
Sure thing, honey.
Oh, and get the tracking info.
Got it.
But you haven't moved.
I know. How great is that?
This holiday season, the Postal Service is closer than ever with convenient ship-from-home services like label printing, free package pickup, and delivery notifications. You can send more holiday joy from the comfort of home. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Ship from home at usps.com/holidayjoy.
Hey, do you want to get out of here? You want to go to Vegas? Well, guess what? 541 Travels can help. And so can we. Call right now, 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G. That's 800-419-3684, and get away to Vegas. If you call right now, you will win two free nights in Las Vegas. And the kicker is 415 Travels are also a travel agency. So if you decide you want to extend your stay, you don't have to also book your own accommodations, risk having to change hotel rooms or even full on hotels. No. They can help you book the rest of your stay. So you don't have to change hotel rooms or anything like that. And if you want to get in on maybe some exciting shows, there's a show that you've been looking forward to see. There are some stellar residencies in Vegas right now. The shows, the food, the shopping. Get your two free nights. Call 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G, 800-419-3684.
Yeah. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com. Including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right, now 23 after the hour on the Monday Good Day program. Happy Earth Day, happy Passover, a happy whatever you want to celebrate. Just be happy if you want to be happy for the rest of your life. Yeah, all that stuff. I'm going to try to make you happier. We haven't had a lot of happy stuff to talk about today. And I'm not sure that this is happy stuff. We're into the celebrity news department here because it's trending time. At 23 after each hour, we go into the sort of social media mode, if you will, and the focus once again on Kate Beckinsale, who we've talked about two or three times in the last week or so, Jay, in the hospital. What is it that's going on with her? Apparently she has stomach problems.
It's like a fascination with the unknown, because there was a lot of stuff going around with Kate Winslet, Princess Catherine, before she announced what she was actually going through when Jamie Foxx was in hospital and nothing was being announced of what was going on, just that it was pretty dire. There's a lot of fascination. I think it's kind of the fact that people don't know, that they keep prying, because we keep talking about Kate Beckinsale, but there's really no new news. She never announced why she's in hospital, what she's dealing with, just posting videos and photos and acknowledging when it was the UK's Mother's Day and acknowledging the passing of her stepfather, I believe. And then recently, in some more now deleted content, she acknowledged briefly about some tummy issues. So there was a shirt she was wearing that said "Tummy Troubles Survivor." So it's kind of like, if you're putting clues together, if you're not Dr. Seussing this, who's the big spy? Sherlock Holmes. Why was Dr. that so difficult Sherlock to pull Holmes. Out of my
yes,
brain?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So it's like people are sleuthing, trying to figure out what's going on. And I'm sure that when she feels the time is fit to announce what she's been going through, she will.
Mm-hmm. I'm speculating, and this is only speculation, and it has little or nothing to do with the facts. But when I see somebody like this lady is extraordinarily thin and has been for most of her acting career. That, you know, when you've seen her, she's been very thin. I think sometimes when people go on these diets or they stay on diets that are unhealthy, that the stomach begins to eat itself, it begins to digest itself, and the ongoing problems that people have with ulcers and things like that, and ulcers not necessarily caused by it eating, the stomach eating itself, but if it doesn't have enough protein or enough of the right stuff in it, it's got all those acids in there that are aimed at digesting the food that you eat. And if you're not eating any food or the food doesn't require much digesting, then your stomach starts to work on itself. And I don't know whether that's the problem, but you look at both these women are extraordinarily thin, and they both have stomach problems. I'm just thinking out loud, that's all. Maybe.
But isn't it funny how our mind does try to fill in the blanks? Like, my mind went to diverticulitis.
Yeah, well, that's another problem. Yeah, it could be. Any number of those things. Also, a trending name today is Bill Barr, who was the Attorney General under Trump, and he's been a frequent Trump critic. He said in an interview over the weekend that no matter what, he's going to support the complete Republican ticket. So I guess we would read into that that he was going to...
prettiest.
Yeah, right. He's going to vote for Trump. All right, here's another. This is really very... This is fascinating stuff. There is trending today a photo that the news media has been told is a picture of the iceberg that sunk the Titanic. So how about that? I don't know that we've ever seen a picture you can look on. Just Google in if you want to, Titanic iceberg, and see what comes up. The picture that goes back to 1912 that was taken apparently by somebody as the ship was going down. I don't know who. How would a camera have survived, I guess, would be my question. Is this fake? Did somebody make this picture up?
It could have been somebody's camera who was one of the people who were first onto those rafts.
Yeah, maybe. So anyway, 112 years old. It's up for auction this week and could go for... nobody knows. Nobody even going to predict how much money this thing will bring. Be interesting to see at the end of the week. 28 after the hour here now on Good Day. Is there anybody out there who doesn't know about MyPillow? If you're a MyPillow fan, or if you've never had the experience of MyPillow products, well, now is the time to save hundreds of dollars on hundreds of products. Some of the things in the catalog you may not even know about. So here they have a $25 extravaganza on everything that is in the catalog at MyPillow.com. A couple of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack of towels, $25. Four-pack of dish towels, $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. Premium MyPillows with the new Giza fabric on them. Any size, any level. Even the king-size ones are $25. Everything is on sale. This amazing offer won't last long. Check it out at MyPillow.com and use the discount code DS. I'm Doug Steffen with Elizabeth Miller, who works with us from Calitrin at toploss.com. That's their website, Calotren. Should women be more interested in this? Not necessarily than men, but is it better for women?
I know it's good for a lot of things health-wise, like when you get over the age of 40, and now we have probably equal amounts of customers with men and women. I know women struggle with weight loss more. I think that men see results faster than women, but hormonally, we're going through a lot more after the age of 42, and I think this can really be good for your body. I've heard it from customers for years now.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
We've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free. So it's like paying half price. It's an awesome time to get on it, stock up and save. TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free with questions, 1-800-32-
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
It provides for greater accountability over Ukraine aid.
You're listening to House Speaker Mike Johnson as the House passes a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
It forces an endgame strategy for the Ukraine war. It includes a loan instrument of this foreign aid to Ukraine and the Repo Act to ensure that Russian assets pay for part of the bill.
The Senate expected to vote on this funding on Tuesday, and then the bill heads to President Biden's desk. Now, as for the breakdown of all the money, $61 billion slated for Ukraine, $26 billion heading to Israel, and $8 billion going to Taiwan. Severe weather in North Carolina forcing the Trump campaign to cancel a rally Saturday planned in the town of Wilmington. The former president, who was already in the state, calling into the rally to ask supporters to move out of the area as a severe storm was moving in.
I'm devastated. devastated that this could happen.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Good day.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Whether it's news, food, or health, we want to hear your thoughts. Call the Doug Line, 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
Yo, VIP.
God, what a great movie that was. I listened to that voice, and I think of my grandson, Jasper, and him talking in, like in those phraseologies, you know, that kind of stuff. It's really, that had more impact on me, that movie, than almost anything else that I'd seen for a long time, because it was so wholesome, it was so good, the story was so wonderful, you cried at the end, you know, that kind of stuff. And that was, Spielberg is such a master of getting into your emotions, getting into your head. Whether it's that kind of an emotion or doing Jurassic Park and scaring the hell out of you. He's really, excuse me, a master.
Things that stay with you.
Yep. This is a good day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Somewhere inside of all of us. I want you to think about the voice that you hear that may be yours. Do you hear a voice inside of you sometimes, whether it's take a left or take a right, right? Your instincts. Do you listen? Does it lead you? Do you let it lead you? That's one of the things I was talking about yesterday with my friend Maria Trilogy. What is there about what we wish could happen to our lives and to ourselves versus what is happening? And could it be as simple as what we intend? The power of intention. What do you intend today to be all about? What is, you know, what do you intend your life to be about? Because today is Earth Day, I intend to watch as many birds as I can. Just to try to, you know, we all see birds in the sky. And we wonder, well, I don't know, maybe you don't wonder. You just see the birds. They are, isn't that sweet?
Just,
you know what kind of birds
they
are? Out here where I am, there's seagulls all over the place. You go inland, and there. Yesterday we were walking along, and there were some crows in the street. And I said to Jasper, what does the crow say? And he looked at me and said, caw, caw. So he knows, and that's, you know, there are lots of different species. That I think my favorite bird is the hummingbird, frankly, and so I would like to take a moment to pay tribute to the hummingbird on Earth Day. Do you know how hummingbirds, do you ever see them? I remember when I was a kid, we had some, at the edge of the porch, we had some kind of an open flower, and the hummingbirds would be there all the time. And you look at them as small little things with the wings going as fast as they go. And I'm guessing that many of you have seen them. And they go to certain parts of gardens. They go to selected. They have, like, the treats that they enjoy. Some people put feeders out, and they put certain things in them that, according to whatever the, maybe the farmer's exchange, you go and buy little bits and pieces of things to put into a bird feeder, or you put them in a, you know, out for the hummingbirds. And so when you, if you're looking for something to feed, to attract a hummingbird, right, not attract a swarm of bugs, but attract the hummingbirds, it isn't necessarily that they will go to a feeder. They'll go, you know, they'll go to where the food is. And I think that I've tried a bunch of different things, and all it's done is dry in ants and bees and bugs. And,
yes.
Yeah, right? Your garden becomes a mess. So the hummingbird feeders, there are new hummingbird feeders that you can put out. And they're usually, what attracts the hummingbird is the color of the feeder, the color of the food, which is kind of crazy, but that's what it is.
You what can color put works some, best?
A rosy, kind of almost a rosy pink color is what works best. You can Google hummingbirds and feeder and see what I'm talking about. And that's the fascinating thing is it's not necessarily what's in it. It's the color. They recognize this color for whatever the reason. And it's very cool. So maybe, again, that's something else to pay attention to on Earth Day and maybe every day. Let's go to Nashville, where Jay used to live, talk about a preschool teacher who's been charged after threatening to shoot students.
Yeah.
Hello.
And reminder, preschool-age students, that those are 3 and 4-year-olds.
So this lady's name is Shanaka Cowart, taken into custody at the school, and witnesses told police that she made threats against another teacher and the school after an argument, and she threatened to get a firearm. Mm-hmm. And shoot the children. Okay, so this woman is obviously crazy, out of her mind, should be in an institution someplace. So will they send her to an institution, or will she go to jail?
I don't know. And they recovered the handgun, that there was a handgun in her purse. So mm-hmm. It's one of those things of this may not have been a premeditated situation, like she brought it to do harm, but she probably just carried it with her at all times. She could be a legal gun holder. But mm-hmm. to be on school property, even if it was a not part of the school district, like a private preschooler situation, most times you can't have a gun there either. So it's just...
But you see, there are a lot of people who are bringing guns to school because they're told that they should bring guns to school. If you have a gun, then you will avoid the sort of thing that's happening.
And people aren't being trained. They're not being vetted enough to see, like, hey, do you have a temper where you could snap at, I don't want to say snap on a trigger, because that's just a poor taste of words for this conversation, but kind of like that.
Yeah.
Some people have these tempers that they should not have a weapon. Not everybody. I'm not one of those people that's like, no, nobody should have a gun. Lawful gun owners, people who do have it for protection and are not going to shoot first, ask questions later, not going to shoot somebody over an argument for a parking spot. Like, those are people.
Yeah, right. All right, another school story. Texas high school senior learned her valedictorian title was pulled before graduation because of a ranking miscalculation.
Yeah.
Right? Instead of graduating
the top of
her class.
Because technically she was not valedictorian. They made a mistake. The school made a mistake. And they told her she was valedictorian. You have all of this excitement. And at the same time, somebody who was the rightfully earned, had the rightfully earned title of valedictorian, they should get their spot too, you know?
So, yeah, but how do you tell them that? Was this left to the father? Did I see that in the story? The father had to tell her that she was not number one, but number three?
And yeah, and how do you make a mistake like that? Not even just mixing up the valedictorian and salutatorian. Mm-hmm. Like, this is number one and number three ranking.
Yeah, I think you mess it up because you don't know what you're doing in the first place, frankly, under that circumstance. All right, speaking of knowing what you're doing, I can't tell you how many times I have had this conversation over the last 2 or 3 months, and how it is that this is such a political thing, the influx of people coming over the border. Some of the most liberal people I know, liberal, even though I don't like that word, you know what I'm saying, left of center thinkers, people who would vote for Biden almost under any circumstance, they look at the problem on the border, they realize what it's doing to our country, and they say, you know what, he's responsible for that. And then the ancillary stuff that's wrapped around it, but may or may not be political, is all of the human trafficking that is a part of this problem. People being brought into this country, being sold. And it's as hard as it is to think about it, because we think slavery was put down after the Civil War. Well, there's all kinds of slavery going on right now in the form of human trafficking, sex trafficking, that sort of thing. So I think one of the things that the government is doing that is good is trying to warn people regarding human trafficking. So this is an announcement that you should pay very close attention to.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other.
Because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe?
Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text BODY to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BODY to 321-321. That's BODY to 321-321.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog, because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt. Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail, and you say, "I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles." But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, "You betrayed me." Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at Progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
All right, 46 past the hour now on the Good Day program. Monday, April the 22nd. Program brought to you in part every day by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycle, for your boat, for your car, your RV. Man, out here in California, do they have promos on RVs? They're renting them. People are taking RVs on vacation instead of going overseas. They're spending the money renting an RV for a couple of weeks. It really is. It's pretty amazing. All of the promotions. It's just another thing to think about, what you can do with your time. But if you have one of these things, or you're on the water, you got a great boat, all of these things need the protection that can be provided by Progressive. So if you want to find out how much you can save and get the protection that you need, call 800-PROGRESSIVE or go online to progressive.com. I have to turn to Jay Kirshner for this one because I don't understand at all how somebody survives what's been described as an internal decapitation from a motorcycle crash.
Most people do not survive that.
Well, but what is an internal decapitation? Well, I mean, decapitation is when your head gets chopped off in some way, shape, or form. So
yes, so this is basically the same thing. The neck is internally broken away from the skull, but the muscles and skin are still holding everything together. So you're essentially decapitated, but your head is still connected because of the skin and the muscles.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. And this is something that, unfortunately, it does happen. And most people do die from this because it is still decapitation. But there's this one woman who, she and her husband recently bought a new motorcycle, but her husband was out of town and she wanted to ride it. And so she asked her dad to help her because she couldn't drive it. She rode it. And her dad was driving. And it was such a violent accident. They both survived, but she barely did. She suffered an internal decapitation and is now, I mean, working her way towards living her new life. But she still has a life. This is just one of those absolutely astounding stories.
How did she get her head reattached to her spine?
It's not.
It's not?
Her neck was completely broken away. But her head didn't separate from her body because it was still being held together by the skin and the muscle. So it's like when you look at it, if you were to look at her body, it wouldn't look like she was decapitated because everything else was holding it together still, even though she was.
Does she have a brace?
Yes.
My God.
She's bedridden, paraplegic.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? So the reason that I brought it up was, two reasons. One, because of the story itself and what this woman is doing. But second, the danger, the vagaries of riding on a motorcycle. I was on the 10 yesterday, and I was probably doing 70, maybe 75. And a motorcycle with a man and a woman went by me like I was standing still. In traffic like you wouldn't believe.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's suicidal. I know it sounds like, I don't know what it sounds like.
Well,
but
to be driving recklessly like that. Not every person who rides a motorcycle is dangerous.
No,
a lot of times,
true.
Accidents happen because the people in the actual vehicles themselves aren't looking before changing lanes, and there was a motorcycle right there,
yeah,
possibly in the blind spot. It's just dangerous drivers no matter what they're in, but we do tend to see it a lot.
God bless that woman, though, man. There's a lesson in that. It's 10 before the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
That theme, I sort of well up because it was what a great movie The Field of Dreams was. One of the many movies. Kevin Costner, in my mind, is one of, I don't know if I'd say underrated. I think Chucker, you can maybe speak to the things. On the plane coming out here on Friday night, I watched The Bodyguard. I hadn't seen it for a long time. And I've forgotten what a good movie it was and how fabulous Whitney Houston's voice is, all of that stuff. But it was really quite a wonderful story in a way. I don't know whether other people would say it was a wonderful story, but it was a good story. And he looks so young. he's been around for a long time.
He had a Steve McQueen haircut in that movie, too.
Yes, he did. You're right.
Paying homage to McQueen. Yeah. Let's start a Field of Dreams. All the points you bring up are completely 100% valid, and I agree. This day, actually yesterday, we weren't on the air, but April 21st, 1989, Field of Dreams is released in theaters. On paper, I have to say that movie could have went two ways. It could have been disastrous because it's an out-there project, completely original. Right. Mm-hmm. Or it could have turned out the way it did, which to me is one of the best movies ever made. First choice, Doug, believe it or not, first choice for the lead role of Ray Kinsella was actually not Kevin Costner. It was Robin Williams.
And he had a scheduling
conflict, and Kevin Costner came into the project. Listen, I love Robin Williams, but Kevin Costner was born to play
that role.
And if you look at the cast, James Earl Jones, Burt Lancaster, who was awesome in that film, Ray Liotta, perfect cast. One of the best last 15 minutes of any movie ever made, hands down. Equals It's a Wonderful Life. Makes you feel like $1 million.
But I really think Kevin Costner has been involved in lots of movies. I mean, sure, he's had a couple of boners, like the Waterworld thing.
Well, here's the thing.
Dancing with Wolves.
He changed his career with Waterworld, and it's actually a pretty good movie. It was just over budget, so it gets knocked. But his ego was pretty big. It still is. But Kevin Costner's made so many good movies.
Yeah, he sure has. I'm 100% with you on that one. All right. So I have a couple of rumors that I want to address here with you. The continuing story, my son, who is close to a lot of people, even though he's not in the business at the moment, has been close to a lot of people. Well, actually, I shouldn't say. My son's wife's mother is as big a producer of television programs as anybody in Hollywood. So she and I were playing with our grandson yesterday, and we started talking about Reba, because she's producing the new Reba show as she produced the last Reba show. And they're about to find out this week whether the new Reba show is going to get picked up. And I said to her, how could it not be? She's one of the most popular people on television. Look at what the ratings are now with her on the Masked Singer? No, what's she on? The Voice, right? She's on The Voice. And how people just love her. She says you can never tell what's going on here in Hollywood. And so here's a couple of things that are going on that I was surprised to learn. Number one, Michael Weatherly, and is it Cote de Pablo? How do you pronounce her name? The woman that played Reba on NCIS. Do you remember?
Sure, I know what you're talking about.
Right. So there's a script in development for the two of them to come back in another NCIS show, which features the two of them who get back together again, and they have a completely different career. I don't know whether it'll be NCIS whatever, maybe NCIS married couple, but because he was so popular, he was second, you know, in terms of popularity behind Harmon, and because the NCIS franchise seems to be unstoppable, the reason that they quit NCIS Los Angeles wasn't because it wasn't doing well in the ratings, was because Chris O'Donnell wanted too much money. So they just said, okay, we're not going to do this anymore because we can't pay you, which he wanted like $3 million an episode or something, and they just said no. So that's why you can find LL Cool J, who wanted to keep going. He's in the Hawaii NCIS. But it's just interesting to see how all this stuff gets flushed out. I tell you that story for those of you who like to DiNozzo's character on NCIS and you like the show. He's coming back.
See, what happens is when shows get very popular, that becomes an issue where the star power wants more and more money. You know, getting back to Field of Dreams, Doug, that movie was shot for $15 million. $15 million, which is like lunch money to a studio
film.
So how are they able to do that for $15 million and now they can't shoot a movie for under 50?
Yep, amazing. All right, Chucker, we've had a good exchange of conversation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.